You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Fiona Campbell is de manager van Cycling Strategy. De naam is al eerder gevallen. En zij is in dienst van de City of Sydney. En ik heb een beetje met haar te doen. Want hoe kan zij ook maar iets betekenen voor fietsers in een stad die volledig gedomineerd wordt door auto's?
I have a very challenging job, but that's good because I like a challenge. And riding in Sydney has been a challenge for many years. But I'm working hard with all my colleagues and the council and others to make that much better.
Yeah, I saw that you have this position now for more than 10 years, is that right?
Correct, yes, I've been doing the job for 11 years.
Okay, so in the 11 years, what did you achieve for cycling in Sydney?
The change has been slower than I would have liked, but we've achieved a significant amount. We now have about 13 kilometres of safe separated cycleway, separated from traffic.
How many?
13 kilometres, which is not a lot, I know, but out of about 40 kilometres of network.
Yeah.
So we still have a long way to go, but it's a big improvement on when I started, when there was virtually nothing, no safe infrastructure.
Yeah.
And in that time, because of what we've done, as well as the infrastructure, various social programs to encourage people to ride and to give them the skills and capabilities, in that time, we've more than doubled the cycling trips. So cycling trips counted at 68 intersections twice a year. Are 145% up on what they were in March 2010, in March 2019. So 2.5 times the original amount.
So, and what is the aim of the city? What is your target?
The target is to get 10% of all trips by bike.
Okay.
Which is a very ambitious target. It was set by the councillors themselves, and will be very difficult to reach. It's a bit. I believe that Haarlem near Amsterdam is 10%. I think it's a very challenging target, but we're going fairly well on the way to that. If we can double the numbers again in the next few years,
yeah,
then we'll be well on the way.
And you mentioned the example of Haarlem,
yeah,
in Holland. Does it mean that you've been there or you have read about it?
I go to the Netherlands about every 2 years to get inspired and to learn and to see best practice and to try and bring back lessons to Sydney.
I see. And then you come back and you tell your colleagues or you tell the rest of the council, oh, this is what I found, and do they listen to your explorations?
Yes, and not even just the council, but we share that information. I share that information with other councils around Sydney, with other cities in Australia, and with the state government agencies. And we've really seen some progress, especially with the state agencies that are, I think, sort of coming to realise that separated infrastructure, safe infrastructure is the way to go.
Talking to people who are adamant cyclists, one of the topics that keeps occurring is safety.
Yeah, that's the biggest impediment to more people riding, and that's why a safe and connected network is so important.
Yeah.
And that's our primary focus. I mean, the key parts of the network for us are the access through the city centre, and till now we've been stopped in progressing those cycleways in the city centre by state government, who are concerned about, you know, possible traffic impacts and the impact of other construction work. But I think that's a really necessary thing. We have to get access through the city centre safely.
Yeah.
We want to see two north-south and two east-west routes so that you can reach all the parts of the city safely.
Yeah.
And that's been our primary focus over the last 6 months, is trying to progress those with state government.
Yeah. And some of the people that I've been talking to said, well, it's so much about education. So the people behind the wheel in the cars do understand how to deal with cyclists.
Yeah, and that's a big challenge, because when you have only a small proportion of the community riding a bike, then they're less likely to, as drivers, understand how to deal with that, remember to look out for people riding. They're less likely to either ride themselves or know others who ride. So that is going to be a challenge. One thing we can do, the more people we can get riding, the better drivers' behaviour will be.
Are you a cyclist yourself?
Of course, yes. Every day.
Every day?
Yes. I mainly ride a buckfeet.
You ride a buckfeet?
Yes. Sometimes I can take my boss to a meeting on the other side of town in the front, or take a work colleague to a site visit, or just carry gear around for the team.
Amazing. That will be a very, very odd picture for a lot of people.
I like the fact that it challenges people's thinking and expands people's thinking in Sydney. And it's interesting that it's truck drivers and ute drivers that I have the most interaction with, that look at the buckfeet and give me a thumbs up or say, wow, that's interesting, you know, what can you carry with that?
And how can cyclists help you to get to those goals?
I'm glad you asked. I think that the decision makers and the politicians are very used to hearing from the one person on the street who's going to lose a car parking space if a cycleway is built, but they're not used to hearing from people who, you know, want to ride to school with their kids but there's a dangerous road to cross, or want to ride to work or ride to the shops but there's a lack of safe facilities. So I think politicians can only, they represent the community. So unless all of us that ride are up there, out there, and speaking to our representatives, we can't expect them to know what we want. So everyone needs to make sure that they're vocal, be a squeaky wheel, to make it known what it is you think should happen to make Sydney or your city more cycle friendly.
Yeah. So not only using the bell on your bike, but make your voice heard.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Fiona, thank you very much for your time.
Sprachetan.
sbs.com.au